Let's go to work.
On the final day of training camp, Broncos country out in force once again. This season, a record-setting crowd for training camp, an average of 4,910 fans all camp long. And on the last day, the Broncos brought the intensity. Hello, everybody. Welcome in to Broncos Training Camp Daily. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani. Andrew Mason and Steve Atwater will be along in just a moment. But Phil, last day of training camp. I know I can see the disappointment on your face.
Love camp.
But the big headline today was injuries. Health is becoming a concern after that first preseason game.
Yeah, well, you saw Billy Winn go down in that first preseason game. Lost for the entire season with a torn ACL. But out here at practice today, we saw the return of Todd Davis. That was a good sign. We saw Bradley Roby return back to practice. But like you mentioned, we didn't see Carlos Henderson out there. Not sure what's happening with him. And then the big thing that happened today, Derek Wolfe going down after a collision with Menelik Watson, had to be carted off the field. And later in the afternoon, Wolf tweeted out a picture of his ankle, and it looked like someone stuffed a tennis ball in there.
It did not look pretty. Wolf tweeting out, I believe it was dodged a bullet, I believe was the tweet. I believe that's
just
what
it was. Just a little bit of swelling.
Derek Wolf definitely lucky to not be more severely injured. However, the Broncos know that in his absence, other guys will need to step up.
Hey man, it sucks, you know, anytime you get a player going down, anybody, you know, and especially a guy like Wolf today. But, you know, hopefully he'll be okay. But we just got reset after that. After he got down, we went in the huddle there. Everyone reset and just said, hey, let's all pick it up a little bit, especially up front. So we'll be fine. We just got to, everyone just got to carry their slack and step up.
You see Wolf go down and it sucks because, you know, he's one of our leaders, one of the leaders in the room, one of the leaders on the team and on this defense. But in this league, it's 100% injury. So you just got to be ready. You just got to stay ready so you don't got to get ready.
It's opportunity, you know. It's just opportunity. So you got to take it with both hands. And we've got a short week now. So, you know, you just got to bounce back and, you know, hopefully go to San Fran and do some good things out there.
So the Broncos have veterans, younger guys, rookies, all looking to contribute along that defensive line. So good to see there. However, the other big storyline today, the quarterback battle. That's what everybody came here to see. And it looked like, again, pretty even.
It's a storyline every single day during camp. Interesting to see how they'd come back out after that game in Chicago. Vance Joseph said both of them looked solid against the Bears. Trevor Siemian may be a little more comfortable in there, but you also saw Paxton Lynch show off his athleticism. We saw some of that out there today again. You know, Paxton Lynch up and down day started out really well. Trevor Siemian up and down day again. And I thought when they get into that red zone period, it's really tight in there and the defense starts to play well. So you see a quarterback struggle there. So typical, once again, up and down days for both the quarterbacks. And we'll see Paxton Lynch start this week against the 49ers.
Seems like every fan, every media member has their own opinion when it comes to the quarterback battle. But today, Coach Vance Joseph made clear nobody but him will be making that final choice.
I respect you guys, but you know, your opinion kind of matters not very much when it comes to the quarterback position, you know. So I respect that, but again, guys, it's a competition, you know, and it's fair to allow each guy to have a chance to play with the ones in an actual game. So this week, it's Paxton's turn, and you know, we'll figure it out from there. But right now, it's an open competition.
So I guess it doesn't get any more clear than head coach Vance Joseph today.
He'll make the decision.
Yeah, for sure. And it's really odd, too, because sometimes after these preseason games, you get some crazy quarterback theories, and we saw it after the Chicago game.
Yeah, a lot of the Cinderella story sort of camp always is that third-string quarterback. But I thought that Kyle Slaughter played well. Yeah, he hit a wide-open Isaiah McKenzie, but coach really shut down that storyline after the game. We talked to Kyle Slaughter today. He said, look, guys, I understand what the deal is. It's between Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian. He's just trying to stay in his lane and put some tape out there and do the best job that he can. But he knows he's not really involved in that quarterback battle.
Yeah, preseason, those games, it's always interesting to see who steps up, who plays. And Coach Vance Joseph mentioned today, we're going to start to see some more of those injured guys like Matt Paradis, Jamal Charles, or Todd Davis, they're going to start to work themselves into the game plan a little bit more. How do you see those guys fitting in?
Well, I think that for like a guy like Matt Paradis coming off of two hip surgeries, you want to see him just get a little bit of taste out there so that he's ready for week one. Todd Davis, same thing, you know, coming back from an injury. Jamaal Charles, I think, is the real interesting one here, though, because if he's healthy, we know how good he can be and what he would bring to that Broncos backfield. But the question is he healthy? Does he favor that knee a little bit? Can he really explode up the field like we've seen Jamaal Charles do? And he's been limited in practice, so we haven't really seen him there. It was interesting to hear what Vance Joseph had to say about him. He wouldn't commit to him playing against the 49ers this week, but said that he would like to see him. Maybe they still have that Green Bay game, still have the Arizona game, just to see, because that backfield is really crowded and there's a lot of competition going on there. So if a guy like Charles isn't 100% healthy, they need to know that.
Jamaal Charles definitely not worried about what he can do. He said today his reputation precedes him and he's not worried at all about confidence when he finally does hit that field.
No, I don't think I got to prove nothing. People forget, like I say, I was one of the best running backs. A year ago, I was a top 10, and in the top 10 on 100s running back. So I don't think I had to prove nothing. People know what I can do. I feel comfortable cutting, and I like me going on my right side more just to get used to cutting again and used to pushing out with my right side more. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm out here, and I'm out here just trying to get better every day.
Back now with our own Broncos insider and Ring of Famer, Steve Atwater. And Steve, each day in Atwater's A-List, you've been giving us the best guys from that day's practice and training camp. Camp breaks today. And today, you might have the biggest name that we've had on the A-List.
I sure do. Today on the A-List is Coach Vance Joseph. Coach Joseph has done a masterful job, I think, of running this team and coaching this team up to this point. For two primary reasons. First off, he's a great communicator. The way we've seen him on the field communicating with the offense coordinator, defense coordinator, special teams coach, and also the players, getting them motivated. I was in one of the doors about to go inside, and he was coming out to practice, and he was, guys, get out of here, get out of here, getting the guys really motivated and fired up. So that was really impressive. Another reason why I think he's doing such a great job is the way he's handled adversity. We've had the adversity with the quarterback situation where, everyone's trying to figure out when are we going to decide on who's going to be the starting quarterback, who's going to be the starting quarterback, who's going to start this week, blah, blah, blah. He's handled that, I think, really well in terms of keeping everyone's expectations mm-hmm. in line and also sticking with his plan of playing them on their schedule. He's also done a great job of handling the injury so far. Unfortunately for him, last year when he was in Miami, they had to have 13 different starting lineups because of injuries, and hopefully we won't go down that path.
No.
But, he's really had some experience in dealing with teams that have had injuries. So he's handling that really well. And, again, we saw a couple of skirmishes break out here in training camp, and he squashed that right away. So, Coach Vance Joseph, our A-lister for the day.
What have you learned about this team so far in camp? We've now reached day 12. What have you learned just by being out here day in and day out on the sideline for practice?
Well, I learned that, one, camp is quite different from back when I played, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
True.
But also, the team, they've worked hard up to this point, but they still have some work to do to figure out some of the other pieces to the puzzle.
What do you remember about camp? I know you said it's changed a lot. What was camp like for you? Because I know you had some pretty tough training camps.
Yeah, I had some tough training camps. We actually looked forward to it, though, because it gave us a chance to kind of get away from everything. And back then, we were doing training camp up in Greeley, and it was like we were sequestered and secluded away from everyone else. So it got us a chance to get to know our teammates, got a chance to work hard, study our playbooks really well, and also put in some hard work. Two days a week, two-a-day practices.
The work is not over for you yet. You're going to be in Santa Clara next week with the team. Be sure to check out Steve on Broncos Blitz from Santa Clara. That's 1 to 3 p.m. on Orange and Blue 760 or the iHeartRadio app. Back now with another member of our crew who will be making the trip to Santa Clara, our own Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason. And Mace, we've been talking about progress. That's been the operative word, right, the entire training camp. When you look at this team, end of last year, into OTAs, and now at the end of camp, where do things stand? How has this team gotten better?
Well, it's gotten better in some areas, and let's start with running back. And you can see the depth there. They look to bringing Jamaal Charles in free agency, that helped, and we'll see where he goes from here. He's seen some team period reps. They're still working him back up. But D'Angelo Henderson, day three draft pick, he's been a standout in camp so far, and of course he had the touchdown run late in Thursday night's win over Chicago. An explosive back, good in the open field, makes people miss. What he showed on film at Coastal Carolina has translated to the NFL, and you know that's the thing you were concerned about. Could it translate going all the way from the Sun Belt Conference, a group of five conference from a school that is just making the transition to FBS, could that translate to the NFL? And it has. And then you have Stephen Ridley, who the Broncos brought in early in camp, and he's been a revelation. Looks like he's got more in the tank. And C.J. Anderson at the top of that depth chart right now. It's a very deep group. And then you get Devontae Booker back at some point, probably early in the regular season. So running back, if you're looking at areas of the team that have improved, running back is at the top of the list right now, I think.
The men charged with blocking for those running backs, those top five starters along the offensive line. We've heard so much about edge. This is a nasty group now. How have you seen them elevate their play in training camp?
Well, off the offensive line, you're seeing progress, and they're doing well in run blocking. Pass protection, it's going to be a little bit longer in coming, but Garrett Bowles has made progress, and he doesn't have left tackle lockdown just yet, but I would be surprised if he's not starting in week one with the growth that he's shown. Ron Leary has been what you expected as the top free agent pickup. He's been a very solid presence on the interior. Matt Paradis is getting back to health after two hip surgeries, getting more and more reps with every passing day. He looks like he's good to go. Menelik Watson, he allowed the sack early in Thursday night's game, but he's come along through camp. The big question is, can he stay healthy? He got nicked up a little bit during practice on Saturday, but he came back. But he also had an injury earlier in camp, so you got to watch the health there. But right now, left guard is in a bit of flux. You have Max Garcia now splitting time with Alan Barber. And very interesting there, Vance Joseph said a couple of weeks ago, it was going to take about 2 weeks for Alan Barber to learn the playbook. Well, a couple of weeks has passed, and now Barber is splitting time with Garcia. That looks like a competition that could linger into the latter stages of camp, and we'll see where that ends up going. But offensive line, it looks like it's going to be better. There may still be some issues chemistry and cohesion-wise into the regular season, but it's getting there.
The defensive line coming out of this year's draft, you would have thought depth would not have been an issue. But here we stand after that first preseason game. Billy Winn, of course, going down with an injury today. We saw Derek Wolfe go down with an ankle injury. Where do things stand with this defensive line right now as we break camp?
Well, losing Winn was a tough blow because he was working on the nose and also could work as a three technique. Versatile guy on the interior, so that really shakes things up there. You're going to ask more of Zach Kerr, who came in with Domantas Peko as a free agent pickup. Kerr's going to have to work on the nose as well as that three technique defensive end. He's going to have to rotate in at both spots. Derek Wolfe, you know, we'll see how long he's out with the ankle injury. As he tweeted this afternoon, he dodged a bullet. I think the whole team dodged a bullet. They really can't afford another front seven injury right at this point, quite frankly. So he should be back at some point very soon, that you would hope, and that'll help things along, certainly. But wouldn't surprise me if the Broncos look to add another veteran at some point. But they'd like to see Kyle Pecco come back in the next few weeks. He's still on the PUP list. He's working his way back up. And if he could get in there, that would fortify things. And they also want to see Adam Gotsis develop. He's coming back from a knee surgery in June, has ups and downs. It's kind of a up-and-down game for him on Thursday. He needs to get back up to speed, get more consistent, and be stouter at the point of attack. We'll see where he can go the rest of the preseason.
A group that we haven't talked a lot about, probably for the better, is the specialist, long snapper Casey Kreider, Riley Dixon, Brand McManus. That group of three has pretty much solidified itself, hasn't it? And really, you look at that, that's pretty uncommon for a lot of teams in training camp.
Yeah, you rarely see a situation where you have no competition at long snapper, kicker, and punter. And part of it is because those three guys are very good at their jobs. Riley Dixon had one of the best rookie seasons any punter has ever had in NFL history. Brandon McManus is probably among the top 25% of league place kickers right now. Casey Kreider had a very good first season as a long snapper. They're all young. They're all in their first contracts, so you're not worried about giving them too many reps. So they're right now in that sweet spot of being among the best at what they do and being young, so you didn't have to bring in any guys like you would. If you had a 10-year veteran at one of those spots, you'd say, okay, bring in a young punter, bring in a young kicker, keep the leg fresh. But you didn't have to do that, and that's why you don't see competition there right now.
You've got no competition. You're always fresh, aren't you?
I try to be. Fresh as a daisy.
To hear more from Mace, as we mentioned, he's going to be in Santa Clara with the team. He's on the radio, Orange and Blue Radio, 760. We also have him on DenverBroncos.com next week, on Twitter, at Mace Denver. Anywhere you find Broncos content, you can be sure at Mace Denver will be there. Mace, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Back now with Phil Milani, and Phil, camp's over. This is it. Are you sad?
It's been a good 2 weeks. A lot of good stuff going on out in the field behind us.
A lot to look forward to, though. Next week, Santa Clara on deck.
Yeah, good to mix it up a little bit, I think. You know, the 49ers came out the past 2 years. Now we'll go out there. And it's good to mix it up, the cover, you know, the competition out there, line up against some other opponent, and just sort of mix things up a little bit. It's interesting to hear the guys talk about it. Chris Harris Jr. said not too much of a fan, but understands that it's good to get those reps against a different team. Same thing with Aqib Talib. So, yeah, good to mix things up and good to see a different opponent.
You're going to get nostalgic when you go back into Levi's Stadium?
Yeah, when were we there last?
I think was that Super Bowl 50? Was that a win? I believe it was, wasn't it?
That was a good moment. Awesome stadium, though.
It is. It is a really nice venue. We're going to enjoy our time out there for sure. Be sure to tune in to DenverBroncos.com all week long. Phil, myself, Mace, and Steve, we will all have reports from the proceedings all week long. But until then, for Steve Atwater, Andrew Mason, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. Thank you so much for joining us during these Bronco training camp dailies. We leave you now with the best of Mic'd Up and Aqib Talib.
Baby, get on that board, baby. Let's go. There we go. There we go, D. There we go. Just like that. He started coming out. I got him. Spray. Fade. Spray. Out. Spray. Look. Bang.
Step. Goop. Step. Goop.
As soon as you get an outside release, look at number two. And you could come off on sevens, 10-yard outs, or 5-yard outs. Maya. Until you check yourself before you wreck yourself. Until you check yourself before you wreck yourself. Oh, let's get a pick, Lee. All right, balance up this day. You had me? Hell no, you didn't. That's where I want to be at. I want to be low right there. But like, I was good.
He said, the stutter to go in and pivot, right? I felt you say, boom.
I was good right there, E. That's one of my best ones.
1, 2, 3.
Team.